For the past few days, I've been working on the script for another Bald Explorer video. It would appear that I'm working on two films at once, which I suppose is a good thing. The reason for this productivity is simply down to the grim weather. Recently, it's been rubbish. I have one episode ready to shoot in Shropshire, but due to the wind and rain, I've been forced to wait. The second script that I'm currently working on is a visit to the old market town of Petworth in West Sussex. It's a prime example of a community that grew alongside the Lord of the Manor. The de Percy family had a castle, or at least a fortified manor, there for quite a few generations after the Norman invasion. It slipped to the Wyndham family in more recent times, who were also the Earls of Egremont. And the third one seems to get most of the publicity and kudos from the townsfolk, even today. It was he who built the town hall and courtroom in the main square. He also gave the land for a newer and cleaner prison. Schools for both girls and boys were erected, thanks to his say-so and money, and the parish church of St. Mary's was given a thorough restoration. One of his more generous acts at the beginning of the 19th century was to make sure that Petworth had a water supply by installing a beam pump a few miles away on the River Rother and pumping the stuff up lead pipes to outlets in the town centre. Trying to get all this into an interesting video script and avoiding it becoming too parochial is not easy. As you begin to research, you start to uncover small and curious facts. These naturally fascinate me, and because I'm on site very often, I can see how the puzzle slots all together. These facts often lead to other information, which in turn has me speculating on parts of the story that isn't readily available. The big question is, though, when presented to an audience on film, who might be on the other side of the country or even across the world, how do you make it equally absorbing and fascinating for them? I don't want people tuning in, getting bored by a series of facts, and then simply shrugging and grumbling, "So what?" I suppose the answer is to engage this audience during the discovery process, so that they can share your joy and understanding as you uncover these odd little nuggets of history. If you can hook them and make them interested as you find out the answers to certain problems or questions, then maybe they'll stick with you to the end. I notice that television programmes use this principle all the time and very successfully, so maybe it's about time I emulated them and try it for myself.